Correctly with the correct amount.
D20 Radio, your gamer's role. www.d20radio.com.
Broadcast live. You're listening to the Order 66 podcast, brought to you by Gamer Nation Studios, D20 Radio, and the generous donations of Jared Williams, Kevin Malone, Donald Weller, Sean Kumar, Darren Hampton, Andy Bethel, B. Witzel, and Balaam's Blasters.
What is up, Gamer Nation? GM Chris here, and if you're tuning in for the first time, you are listening to the Order 66 podcast, the original podcast entirely devoted to Star Wars role-playing. And if this is your first time listening, well, you need to stop and you need to turn this off. Why? Because you are tuning in for the second installment of a live play special, and you really should go back and listen to the first installment. But if you're a returning listener, then yes, this is the second episode of the Forgotten Live Play Special with the cast of D20 Radio's own Eberron Renewed podcast. So listen in as Eric, Philip, Jeff, and Randy continue their amnesiac adventures. This installment concludes the first act of Forgotten and focuses almost solely on starship combat, something none of the players had really delved into before. So this lengthy encounter really served to really ground them in the starship combat rules and teach them as well. Hope you guys enjoy it. So without further ado, please enjoy part two of Forgotten with the crew of Eberron Renewed.
All right, gents.
Ooh.
Space.
The final frontier.
Space.
These okay. are the stories of the gunfighter.
All right. All right, so after that exchange with the Duros, okay, you guys hop into these pair of fighters and you take off, okay? Now, racing out of the fighter bay and gaining some serious distance, the full expanse of the massive structure is visible, in picturesque orbit of what is now clearly the moon of Nar Shaddaa. Dozens of other ships streak away from the station. However, a departing Lambda shuttle and a pair of snub fighters turn in your direction as your comm systems squawk to life.
Jess Squadron, this is Wing Leader Torvis. You are not flying in formation, nor have you transmitted your IFF ciphers. Identify.
Do I know how to transmit an IFF cipher?
If you knew the cipher, you would know how to transmit it.
Right.
The comm broadcasts static for a moment as you see the incoming fighters, which look like stripped-down Z-95 headhunters, subtly moving into attack formations around your ships.
I mean, the ship would...
Just on spec, can I transmit that thing on my glove?
You can. Now, based on the memory flash you just had,
it opens some type of lock
to a shipping that's container. True. And additionally, IFF ciphers are usually about 14 characters, which yours is not.
Could we switch to, like, somehow radio control just between us where they can't hear?
We've got our throat comms.
You guys have throat comms that you can talk to each other easily.
We can weave some deceit with our own actual fiction that we've... I would like to try and hop onto the comms to them and say, disengage, disengage. We are tech workers who hopped in the first ship we could find due to the evacuation. We are not fighter pilots. We are just trying to get away from the base. Disengage.
Okay. Well, I'll need you to throw together a deception pool for me.
We got John Stevens here.
John, maybe you've heard of her.
Joan. That's right.
Joan.
All right. Throw together a deception pool. Now, I am going to spend the destiny point to upgrade your difficulty.
Okay.
Which is going to be one purple, two red, one black setback die for the fact that you are a technician flying a military-grade starfighter, and another for the fact that you, even as a technician,
He's
don't have the
flying.
IFF cipher.
He's not flying. I'm flying.
But I get to remove one of those because I have plausible deniability. somehow. okay. We still got four good in the Destiny pool.
Now, I do want to point out,
yes,
fighters that you guys are flying, they're military-grade starfighters with military-grade weaponry and defensive capabilities.
Are they fully armed now that I'm in it? Okay, so
it's got its full complement of torpedoes. If you would like to know.
I would really like to know.
Well, and I kind of want to know, did any of us, especially...
These are custom defense fighters, Black Sun Prowlers.
Ooh.
Okay.
That's such a cool character.
These guys have plus one handling, a max speed of four, three armor, 15 hull trauma, and concussion missiles, and both twin light and twin laser medium cannons, or twin medium laser cannons and twin light laser cannons.
Did we happen to grab anything in our deceitful, you know, cash grab that would even help more?
I don't think we loaded anything. We just
Did we drop it? We didn't actually load it. Because once you shot the thing out, somebody gave us away.
Oh,
yeah, well, it's like loading a fighter. You guys didn't take the time to open up the cargo bays or put anything else. But
well,
you know,
Crash is preparing to, if they don't buy this, she's preparing to maneuver into an attack.
Okay.
Yeah. Let me know when this fails.
Oh. Oh.
So that's a despair.
Bollocks.
Wow.
Let's start with the basics.
Okay, so I succeeded. Wait, no. Nope, that's... Hold on.
Dorne looks over at Arik and says, you might want to swing around.
Yeah, so I am going to...
Can I resolve my roll real quick just to figure out?
Yeah.
Okay, so that is a failure with one advantage... Or one net failure, one advantage, and a despair. So
you failed with an advantage and a despair.
Yes.
All right, so
I got an advantage though.
Oh, good.
So he doesn't buy it at all. How do you want to spend your advantage?
I mean, I think Kresh even said that she was getting prepared for evasive maneuvers, so a boost die to the next
player to go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
So maybe your story kept him going long enough for people to get in position. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Now let's talk about your despair. All right. So your despair. What happens? And this is your fighter specifically. So the fighter that you two are in.
No.
Oh no. Fighter that
we didn't do it easily.
This is going to be great. The fighter that you two are in right here. You
guys got in the same fighter.
Your control panel starts blinking, and somebody with authority access is attempting to remote override the system's control. And you guys are going to have to deal with that during this combat encounter that's about to start right now. And considering that you guys are a little bit surprised, but you're also fully aware of what's going on, I will take either cool or vigilance for initiative.
Oh, I am so cool.
Are you so cool?
I am so cool.
So what's better, three green or one yellow and a green?
One yellow will give you the ability or the possibility for a triumph.
Three more dice is better if you want to succeed.
Yeah.
Typically.
I have one and two.
One and two?
Hey, that's a triumph. So four successes and a triumph.
4-0 and a triumph. Okay.
Three successes and
two advantage. Three and two. Wow, good rolls.
One and two.
One and two.
Wow.
All right. Now, in the core rules, triumph is used to break ties in initiative. I think that's a really bad waste of a triumph. So, what would you like to use your triumph for?
Crash's first is to shoot.
I would love to stop the remote access attempt with my triumph.
So I'm not going to let you completely counter it out.
Okay.
But I'll tell you this. Before the encounter even starts, I will let anyone on your ship... I'll even let you guys do a combined check if you want to do a computer's check to attempt to stop this.
We can't get in on this over the throat comms.
No.
So combined check would be we combine our pools.
It's the best intellect and the best computer skill. So what are your intellects?
Intellect is two. Computers is two.
Your computers is two?
Do you have any rank? Do you have any ranks?
No ranks. No.
It's the exact same. Okay, Two intellect, no ranks in computer.
So then, you're gonna make. Then I'll let one of you assist the other for a boost die. How about that? All right. So two green and a boost.
You want to go ahead? And, yeah.
All right. Now your difficulty on this is going to be three purple dice.
Well, only one of us is rolling, Randy.
Oh, yeah. Three. Now you have a bevy of destiny points.
Yeah, and I'm gonna use one now. To upgrade.
Is that okay? Do you want to be...
No, oh, thank you for taking care of it for me. I appreciate it.
So, three purple, you said.
That's right.
Okay. But... Now that... with the advantage that I got, the boost that I gave to the next player to take an action...
If you want
to
take it, it's yours.
I think it's worth it at this point to not...
Yeah, we'd like for your guns to work. Maybe,
narratively speaking, you anticipated that they might do this. Yes. You already started accessing the system files.
I mean, I did mostly call the turbo lift earlier, so I think I got this. So, hold on. Hey, that is I succeeded with one net success, one threat, and that's it.
Okay, so you two are in the same ship together, right?
Yes.
Who's managing the ship sheet?
I'm the pilot.
Yeah, you're going to be piloting it. So.
All right. So, with that one threat, he succeeded, but he shorted out part of the electrical system when he was doing so. The ship is going to suffer one system strain as a result of that threat. And you've got the sheet for this one. So, let's take a moment to talk about starships. Starships are a lot like people. You have strain and you have wounds, right? Starships have system strain and hull trauma. It's the same thing. You guys have soak. Starships have armor. Okay? Same thing. All right? The exact same thing. Starships have a maximum speed. All right. Now, currently, you all are at a speed of, I'm going to say, one. Okay. At the start of this encounter. Now, don't worry about it all right now. I'll walk you through this as we go through it. The speed of your starship determines how quickly you can move, how many range bands you can cover. All right. At the speed you guys are at right now, and I'm trying to remind myself. Oh, I can never remember for starships. That's right. At speed one. Yeah, you can move. Yeah, it takes you two maneuvers to go through a range band at speed one. If you bump yourself to speed two, you works like a person. One maneuver, one range band. If you get to speed five or better, you can cover two range bands in a single maneuver. All right. And obviously, if you had hazard, and this is a very simple encounter designed to introduce people to starship combat, so we don't have any hazards to deal with. But as you can imagine, the faster you're flying, the more difficult it is to avoid obstacles, sure, things like that. Okay. There's also other really cool narrative pilot-y actions you can do that require you to be at a speed four or better in order to do things like dogfighting. But we're in a pretty simple state right now. So,
so in this situation, it would be like a maneuver to spin the turret before you fire.
No.
Oh, okay.
No. Not at all. Just an action to fire.
Okay.
He could use a maneuver to aim the turret just like a gun.
Absolutely. In fact, for a gunner, that's really what you want to use your maneuver for.
Sure.
You can't use it to fly the ship.
Sure.
All right. Let me get some minis.
Oh, we have ship minis. Delightful. Ooh.
Evade or engage. Or both.
All right. So what I'm going to say, guys, is the station is behind you back here. Okay. Over here, we have the planet of Narsh, or the moon of Narshada in the distance. Okay. And you guys are quite a range. You're in extreme orbit from it, okay? Heavy orbit. We have this Lambda shuttle, all right, that was flanked by two of these stripped-down Z-95 headhunters. All right?
Yeah, cool ships.
Now, starship ranges are very similar to personal ranges, okay? Now, notice on your weapons have ranges. What are the ranges on your weapons?
Close, and then the concussion missiles are short.
Short. Yeah. So remember how in personal scale combat you've got engage, short, medium, long, extreme. Instead of engaged in starship combat, you have what they call close. Okay, it's close is basically engaged in spaceship scale.
Mm-hmm.
If you were truly engaged in space, you would be crashed into each other.
Right.
So literally, you guys have some ranged weaponry that can only be used at close range when you're engaged with a target. You got to be up on them. Okay, and then short range is there, and then you guys are going to start this encounter actually at medium range from these guys, okay? And you're right next to them. So I'm going to say that Besh and Kresh, you guys are in the blue fighter right here, while Dorn and Auric are in the yellow fire. There we go. Now, the these guys for their initiative. They have a 2-0 and a 1-1.
And we have reason to believe that both classes of ship are armed. Like, it's not just because this is a lunar shuttle, it's just a bus. Like, it is.
Oh, no, that is a Lambda shuttle. You recognize it. Mm-hmm. It is a transport shuttle, mm-hmm. but I mean, it is a very expensive thing commonly used by the Empire, and yeah, it's designed to fend off things. It is.
Okay, sure.
That thing usually has a staff of 2 gunners on it.
Okay.
And a pilot. Yeah.
Cool.
Absolutely. All right, so our order of initiative is set. We have 2 PCs, 1 NPC, 2 more PCs, and then a last NPC going in initiative. All right, guys. Well, you guys are at medium range at this point. Your speed is 1. You're not going very fast. So the only person who can fly the ship and actually maneuver it is the pilot. All right. So if you're in a gunner position, it typically makes sense for you to wait till after your pilot's gone, unless your pilot's going to hightail it away from combat, in which case you want to fire first before your pilot hightails it away. So think about where you are. Now, you had ready. You know, you're piloting, right?
Right.
Okay. So in a snub fighter, you can only take 1 pilot only maneuver per turn without suffering system strain. It's just one of the weird rules, all right? That kind of keeps things mechanically balanced. It will take you, as you are right now, 2 full maneuvers to get the ship up here. Okay.
What about to close range?
Is close range, from medium to close. That will take you full 2 maneuvers. To do that, you will have to have the ship suffer 2 system strains as you kind of overclock its engines just a little bit to do that.
What about short range?
Short range, you could do it at its current speed. Oh, wait. Oh, I'm sorry. You're at speed 1. It will take you 2 maneuvers to get to short range at this point. You'll need to increase your speed first. Okay. If you increase your speed to 2, which costs you a maneuver, you could then... it's kind of 6 of 1, half a dozen of another. You're going to... Either way. You can only get to short range this round. And you can either take the opportunity to just basically make a double move at your reduced speed or pause to increase your speed and then go boom. Okay. Either way, it's going to cost the ship 2 system strain.
Could he punch it for 1 system strain?
I was going to come to that. So you can also, punch it, I believe it takes you to max speed, if that's correct.
Yes.
So you can punch it right now for 3 system strain.
Oh.
Okay, because it's however many steps of speed you go up. And it's like Han Solo, you know, punch it, all right? And you literally gun the afterburners on the thing. You move immediately to speed 4. Immediately. But it will cost you 3 system strain to do it. It takes a toll on the ship.
I think I just want to get into short range and then use a concussion missile.
Okay. So if you don't want to increase speed at all, then you can do it for 2 system strain and then 2 personal strain to also activate the action that you've taken 2 maneuvers at that point.
Reasonable back there, Besh.
You do you.
All right, so it'll cost you 2 system strain to move to short range, and then it'll cost you 2 personal strain on your character sheet to get to the action. So if you want to fire a concussion missile, which target are you firing at?
We're in the blue ship.
Thank you.
So the one to the right. The little one.
Well, guys, all right. So we're going to... I'm actually going to do this.
Okay. The one on the left.
Who's left?
So the big Lambda shuttle here?
No, this.
Okay.
All right. So you're firing at this group right here?
Yes.
All right. Give me a gunnery check. At this range, at short range from them, well, it comes down to size difference, which for them is going to be, it's going to be basic 2 purple as your difficulty. Let me see if they have any defense. They do. Plus 1 setback die. These guys have shields.
Is that this?
Black setback. Yes, sir.
Oh, and I still had one of these from before that you had me save.
I did. So you're going to be suffering a second one as well.
Ah, same thing.
You got destiny points. If you did, it would turn one of your greens into a yellow.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
All right. You got a destiny point spent.
All right.
Roll it.
Concussion time, bad guys.
No. Only if it's a triumph.
Same thing.
Same thing. All right. I have, let's see, that's two advantages. That's more advantages. That's a one success. That's going to cancel, yes.
No, not
no.
That.
No.
That's a threat. That.
That's a threat. So two threats, yes.
Three threats, because you got...
Three threats on that one. And then that's a failure, so that's going to cancel out my success.
Yep, and then you've got three threats.
Three threats, and one, two, three, four, five advantages, yeah. So...
You failed two. With two advantage.
Failed with two advantage, wow.
All right, now, do you have, for a concussion missile, a special ability on the sheet? They're called guided.
Yes.
So for guided, as an option, this is one of the special qualities of that weapon, it's a concussion missile, it's a homing missile. So you can pop two advantage, and yeah, it missed, but it's gonna.
It says spin three on
is
a miss.
Is it three on a miss? Okay,
three then we can't on a miss to re-attack at the end of the round with three.
Wow.
Well, dang it.
Well, dang it. So, all right, you've got two advantage to spend. So your concussion missile missed, and you've got two advantage to spend.
Two advantage to spend. Could we say that as the concussion missile is headed toward them, that they took like evasive maneuvers to avoid it, so it kind of got them out of position in such a way as that it might give my friend a better opportunity?
Ooh, I like that. So what I'll say is I'm going to put a boost die on them. This means that the next attack against them is going to get a boost die. All right. Okay. So, yeah, they took evasive maneuvers, and they're scrambling to avoid your concussion missile. Now, if you guys also look at the concussion missiles, they have another quality called slow firing.
Oh, yeah. Right?
It takes time to load the missile tube. Slow firing one, correct?
Must cool down for one round.
Must cool down for one round. So that your concussion missiles on your ship cannot be... You have to wait another full round before you can fire them again.
Okay.
So round two, no concussion missiles. Okay, I have another PC up. Your gunner is too far to make a hit at this point. So...
I will. So if I accelerate and then move, the ship suffers two strain, but we get into close range. Or not close, but short range.
Short range. Unless you, I mean, if you punch it, yeah. Yeah, you're correct.
So punching it would be the same thing, right?
It would only be short. Cause more system strain. But if you punch it, you get the speed four. You get to access some of the interesting maneuvers like evasive combat. Like, there's interesting maneuvers and actions you can undertake at higher strains.
So. How much strain do I end up with if I
if you punch it and go to max speed, you'll take three systems from.
Okay, and I can still only get into short range.
That's correct, because your max speed is four.
Okay, I will do that. So
only very light, very, very, very light ships have a speed of five.
So Dorn just cranks the ship and just does this cool sort of bank around. And come back at them, and then I have an action I can shoot at them?
For two personal strain, yes, you can.
Okay. So I'll fire our concussion missiles since I've got access to them.
Okay, which targets are you going after?
I'll target these.
All right. So give yourself a boost die as well.
And what is my difficulty?
At that range, or not that range, at that size differential, it's just two purple, one black.
All right. So I succeed. I end up with a net of one success and two advantage. So that's going to be a total of seven damage.
With the successes added in?
Yes. It ignores 4 points of armor because it is a breach quality.
Cool. And that's a total of seven, yeah?
Yep.
Okay.
Is it?
It's going to take out one of them?
Awesome. Can I? I don't know if this will work because it's a minion group. So it has a quality of Blast 4 where I can spend these two advantage to deal damage to those engaged with the target.
Would that cause it? I totally run that because, blasting things like grenades should affect a minion group more strongly.
Okay, so I would like to spend those to deal damage to those engaged with the target.
All right, you have dealt damage to those engaged with the target.
All right.
Not enough to take them out, but it is heavily damaged.
Okay.
Okay. Very heavily
so
damaged.
So Dorne just sort of flips the ship around, comes in, you know, oriented upside down to them, and just launches a tube straight through the view screen of one of the fighters.
Yes. Very well done. All right, I have NPC. So he's reeling from that hit. Meanwhile, the Lambda is going to move in to close range, all right, as its pilot maneuver. And it is going to unload. Let's see. With everything it's got. All right, we have two gunners and we have the pilot. The pilot is going to fire light blaster cannons at our yellow ship, which is... yellow is...
Us, me and Dorne.
Dorne and Oryk. Mm-hmm. Okay. And it's going to be that. You guys have shielding, though, so that's going to give you a setback die as well.
He's got the ship sheet.
Pilot is also going to spend two... Is going to take... look at that. That is a straight failure with four advantage.
Huh. Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
He's going to use that advantage to pass boost dies to both of the gunners. Mm-hmm. And the gunners, the first one is going to go after the other ship.
Look out, Crash. Move. You didn't move.
That's actually, he succeeded with five advantage. Okay, so
holy cow.
One success, five advantage. From the twin light laser cannons, that's actually, it's not a whole lot of damage. It's going to deal six damage. So subtract your armor from that. So it's three
damage.
Three hull trauma it's going to take. So only three hull trauma. However, he is going to spend three of those advantage to crit.
Oh, no.
And out of the five. So you can split up your advantage, obviously. So where did my... All right, here we go.
Well, good night.
88.
Oh, God. That's very high.
Shields down. Decrease defense in affected zone to zero. And decrease defense in all of the defense zones by one until this critical hit is repaired. Your shields are gone. Okay. So you have shields. You see the little picture of your ship at the bottom of the sheet where you have like a one on top and a one on bottom?
Yes.
Those are your shields and your forward aft zones. Those are both, just scratch them out. They are both at zero or put them there. Your shields are down until you can literally dock this ship and repair the crit.
I said move.
With the other two advantage, he's going to give a boost die to the other gunner. And that gunner is going to target you guys again. Right. Shields are gone. Hey, that's a hit with two advantage.
Jeez, Pete.
Now, again, that's going to be six damage, so only three more hull trauma. All right. And the two advantage, he's going to give you all, specifically, a setback die to your next attack, as you guys are reeling from the double hit you just took. All right. That we have the other two PCs, the other two PCs up, which would be the gunners at this point.
Okay. Besh is starting to sweat a little bit and just seeing on the display the shields flicker out. And he recalls a time when he was sitting in a cantina and overheard some guys talking that had what he thinks may have been the Black Sun symbol. And they were pilots talking about strategy and techniques. And so he's going to start with the fire discipline action, using his leadership ability, start issuing tactical, like, okay, I think they're going to do this next. And watch out, they're going to veer left right after they fire. And so be sure to track your shots there. And yeah, so...
What's the effect of that?
So I'm going to make a leadership check. If successful, the next crewman to fire a weapon aboard the vehicle, so it would be us, adds a boost die to their check. Every success past this first grants this to an additional crewman, and you may spend...
I'll say you can apply this to all the ships you're on comp.
And I can spend three advantage to allow every hit to inflict one system strain as well as normal damage until the beginning of my next turn.
Yeah.
That's very good.
Yeah. So I get two yellow and a green for my leadership.
And three purple is your difficulty?
Yes.
Let's go ahead and turn one of those into a red.
Aw, why?
Because I spent a destiny point.
Because he can.
You can spend a destiny points too, you know.
What's the destiny pool like right now?
Three and three.
I would love a triumph right now, so I'm going to spend one. Okay.
You love flipping those tokens over, don't you?
Hey. Well, you know, cancel. Oh, beans. That's a failure. Wash with one advantage.
One advantage?
Yeah, one advantage.
So maybe you weren't as inspiring as you thought you were?
No. Nobody. I don't think anybody really ships trusts that Besh.
And they fly and...
I think... Like, all the words came out. It's just nobody really trusts Besh to know what he's talking about.
But take you seriously ever since you blasted the freaking ray shield.
So, with the one advantage, maybe Kresh doesn't totally buy in, but maybe is going to test out my advice and throw a boost die to Kresh's...
Well, actually, I think Auric is the one.
Auric. Auric thinks some of my advice might sound a little familiar, so get a boost die on...
Auric already knew some of it.
Yeah. I'm still helping, though. That's the important part.
Auric has a flashback, and it's the exact same thing he said to you guys last time we had
So, Auric, the Lambda is within close range.
Mm-hmm.
The other snub fighter is still at short range.
Right.
One. But if you want to take a shot with your turrets, you can hit the Lambda.
Yeah, that's what I'm going
to
do.
And you can spend a maneuver to aim. You can suffer strain and spend two maneuvers to aim twice.
Quick question. Can I use my... Since I didn't use a maneuver...
Your turn's not finished.
Can I use a maneuver to aim now and have it carry over to the next round?
Yes. The way I run it, though, if line of sight is broken, you're going to lose it.
Okay.
All right. So, I am going to use my maneuver to aim, which is a boost. Right?
Yes.
And then I have the boost from him.
You do.
And... let's see.
If you want to spend two strain, you can aim a second time and get a third boost die. And it's gunnery is your skill.
Yeah, so. And it's strain or it's personal strain, not ship strain, right?
That's correct.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to do it. It's like a grease. All right. So that puts a lot of balls in your court if I flip another, because I was going to flip a destiny, but then
do it.
All right.
Well, you want to know what the difficulty is?
Sure.
All right. Two of these, two purple, and two black from this thing shielding. That's your difficulty. So it's your call.
Yeah, I don't think I need to flip one. I think I'm okay.
All right.
All right. Yeah. Here we go.
Make that gunnery check.
Ooh, hey, buddy.
You rolled it. Leave it. You rolled it.
Yeah. Okay, so that is a... fail. Now let me work the rest of it up. We'll put that there with that. And so those cancel out. That's nothing.
Oh my god.
Okay, so it's a fail with seven success or seven advantage and a triumph.
Fail with seven advantage and a triumph.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so you don't hit the ship.
Right.
Can you hit the ship behind him? Behind
it? Can I tell you what I want to do?
Yeah, tell me what you want to do.
Can I, from where I'm sitting, put my data pad in and try to hack into the Lambda?
To what effect? What are you trying to accomplish?
I'd like to disable at least one gunner.
I'll tell you what. If you want to spend your triumph, I'll let you do this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's almost like a component hit, which will treat it like a crit. So yeah, I'll let you disable one of the gunnery positions with your triumphs.
That's great. Okay,
you still have seven advantage.
Yeah.
Seven advantage is triumph worthy territory. At least five or more is triumph worthy territory.
I mean, I already blew my load on that one, guys. What should I do?
Could he have also? Could he have hit their comms array?
Ooh.
So the ships can't talk to each other?
Ooh, I really like that. Well, at least the Lambda can't.
The Lambda can't talk to the fighter.
Or to anybody else. This is reinforcements. Sure. Yeah, that sounds like a good call. So I jump in. I hack in ones and zeros. And yeah, you just see one of the turrets just droop. And I like to pretend that we can hear him going, what the heck? And then also we only hear what the huh? Because their comp shuts down as well.
You see the satellite on the side.
It just falls off.
I'll say that'll cost you 5 advantage. You got 2 left.
Jeezy crees. Okay. With my final act of valor.
I love this system.
Yeah.
Man, you're asking. I think I want to. Yeah, I want to boost.
You can, for 2 advantage, you can select whom you want to give it to. So who do you want to? Because you obviously did something very badass that should inspire one of your allies. Whom do you want to inspire?
I think it's going to embolden probably Besh, because he's in the same position as me and he saw what I just pulled off and he's like, well, yeah, gunner's forever.
I could do better.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, so that's for my aim.
Now, the aim only applies to an attack.
Okay.
That's worth noting. Okay, so just keep that in mind. Well played. Well done.
Okay.
All right. See, you fail, but something good still happens, right?
I mean, honestly, I don't even consider that I failed.
So, meanwhile, and we're about to come to the end of the second round here. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, this guy comes into play. He's going to maneuver around to this ship right here and get within close range.
That's us, right?
Yeah, that's you. And he is going to take a shot. Now, you guys still have your shields, mm-hmm. correct?
Correct.
Lucky.
The other thing is, like, in personal combat, your difficulty is based on your distance from the target. Mm-hmm. In space, where you have targeting computers, distance doesn't matter. So it's based on the silhouette size difference between the two targets.
Sure.
It's easier to hit something big, basically.
Makes sense.
As a point of learning.
I appreciate it.
That's right. This setback die. Applies to them. Oh, yeah. All right. Well, he's going to suffer. He's going to suffer a black setback die to the next. No. With the threat he rolled. He succeeded with threat. With the threat he rolled, I'm going to say the next attack against him gets a boost die. All right.
Cool.
He foolishly opened himself up in a very. He's so angry at the loss of his buddy that in a clear dereliction of good piloting procedure, he's opened himself up for an easy shot. However, he did have 2 net successes, which for him on his light laser cannons is going to be 8 damage.
Okay.
And so only 5 will be taken, right. Obviously, with your armor. And that's the end of his turn. That's all he can do. So, end of the second round. You feel it before you see it.
Oh.
But nonetheless, you spy out of your viewport to see the massive station bulkhead grow spiderweb cracks in the span of a microsecond, which soon blossoms into red and orange lines of light as the entire station explodes into a massive fireball, trailing a shockwave in all directions.
I am very good. It turns out, guys, just let's take a moment. Not a long one, firefight, but...
Nearby ships still in close orbit are vaporized instantly, while others are sent reeling into each other, colliding like boulders down a hillside.
Are we the bad guys?
Now,
they're very bad.
You guys out of range of vaporization.
Oh, okay? Thank God.
Your ships begin to rock and shake immediately. Both ships suffer 4 system strain straight away. And both ships, both of your ships, all ships, them too, by the way, because he's a minion, doesn't have system strain, he only has wealth threshold. That's actually going to destroy this remaining fighter, okay? With the damage he had previously taken.
Hooray!
Yeah.
All right.
Technically, I took that one out.
This guy.
Dorn is disappointed.
Your ships are knocked off course, okay? What this means is, on your next turn, the pilot of each ship, you cannot execute any maneuvers at all, and as an action, you must make a piloting space check with a difficulty equal to the ship's current speed in order to regain course.
Cool.
All right. So for you, it's going to be an easy check. 1 purple. For you, it's going to be 2. And that was the end of the round. We're at the start of the third round.
It's going to be 4.
You punched it. It's going to be 4. Yeah, there you go. Because again, the faster the ship goes, the harder it is to pilot.
Well, no one's shooting from our ship today.
Well, the pilots, well, they've got to, they can only do the same thing on their action.
Sure.
Of course, if they, that's the nice thing about having a, well, keep in mind. So, okay, we have two PCs going first. Both pilots don't have to go first. One pilot can right the ship, and then the second turn could be a gunner taking a shot. That is totally reasonable, right? Because you guys have multiple crew members on the ship. They have three crew members on the ship. Of course, only two of them can activate the thing.
Can the gunners take a shot before the pilots right the ship? Or is that going to...
Actually, yeah, but considering... And this is not
more difficult.
I would impose two setback dice to that shot because the ship is literally spinning out of control at this point.
He's got it.
I'm gonna vomit. Stop it.
All right. So it's
piloting space.
Piloting space,
which for you should be pretty good.
Four green,
and your difficulty is going to be one purple die. Success.
All right.
That's one right ship.
Yeah, that's one right ship. And
one advantage.
One advantage.
All right. How do you want to spend your advantage? Do you want to, narratively speaking, do you want to write it so well that you give your gunner a boost?
Kresh gets control of the ship and gets it back upright and pointed in just the right spot to give Besh... nice shot.
And thankfully, you weren't going that fast. It was pretty easy to write, but you can tell it was rough. Okay, so well done. Another PC up.
I'm gonna shoot. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'll go and take a shot now that I got three boost die.
Four if you aim again.
Yeah, I'll aim again.
You know what? I'm sorry, and I hate to do this to you, but knocked off course. I'm gonna say that broke your line of sight.
Yeah. I was afraid that was coming. Okay.
Narratively, it makes total sense.
Oh, yeah. Okay. And then I get a setback.
You do get a setback, yes.
And the difficulty is...
Two purple, two black.
Two more black.
For shields. Their shields.
Ah, beans.
I don't like where this is heading.
How many do
two.
We got?
Two. The ship has taken zero damage to this one. Oh, by the way, it's the third round. Concussion missiles are free. And you do have access to concussion missiles.
Are those more powerful?
Yes.
Substantially.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, then I will fire the concussion missiles.
Do you wish to spend one of your two remaining destiny points in upgrade?
Yeah.
Hog.
You used one.
No, I didn't.
Oh. Well, now I feel bad.
So don't feel bad.
I guess I won't use one until I'm really hard piloting check here in a minute.
Well, you can.
Yeah, you can.
And guys, in fairness, this is the last encounter of this module. So
okay.
If you guys play right, you should have all dark at the end of the module. Right?
Okay. So those cancel. Those cancel. Hey. So thanks to the aiming and the savvy piloting of Kresh with these boosts, I end up with I succeed, two successes, three advantages.
So two successes plus the base damage of the concussion missiles.
Base damage of the concussion missile is six. So eight total. Eight.
And it ignores 4 points of armor?
It ignores four armor, and the blast thing was the only thing you could do with those advantage off the sheet. So that's not relevant.
So what you can you not crit? You had how many advantage?
It requires three to crit.
Yeah, I got three crit.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Three
advantage. I thought you had two.
So yeah.
Would you like to crit or would you like to do something else with your advantage?
I'm going to take the crit and over comms be like, hey, Oryk, this is how you hit a ship.
There you are, sir.
High numbers.
Like to say, disable comm. Already took care of it, bud. Thanks.
93. Yeah.
Oh, my.
Engine damaged.
Boom.
The ship or vehicle's maximum speed is reduced by 1 point until the critical hit is repaired.
Okay. Cool.
Now, here's the thing about crits. Now, this happens for personal crits. It also happens for vehicle crits. The crits, you guys notice you have a little critical hit section underneath your thresholds, right?
Mm-hmm.
You record those crits. Even if they only have a temporary condition, that crit stays with you. It's a nasty injury you've taken. Until it has been healed or repaired, if you get another crit, every crit you've already taken adds 10% to whatever this roll is.
Mm.
All right? So if crits start stacking up, and when you get above 100, you're talking, like, personal crit is like death, limb loss, permanent limb loss, okay, things like that. All right?
Sure.
Like, crits above 100 for ships are, like... shield overloads, engines down, major system failure, like hardcore stuff.
Not good.
Not good stuff.
Okay. Right. Oric, try to beat that, okay?
Well, at this point, it's the Lambda's turn, but it has to right itself, and it will attempt to do so.
I'm with that guy. Why isn't he dead?
Its current speed is 2. Actually, woof. Go ahead and flip up one of my points, please. I'm going to upgrade this. That's all he can do.
Wow.
Dang it. Oh, no.
Boy, right. Did he.
That's going to be a success with a triumph and a threat. And we're going to play this. He jostles his gunner really bad. The gunner's going to suffer a setback die on his attack. And that's going to be the threat with that success. And also with the triumph on that, I'm going to say that he is going to... I'm going to keep it simple. He's going to fully upgrade the gunner's check. So he gives him bad positioning and gives him some gross cover. But he says, take the shot. And so he's going to fully upgrade his check. And it's going to go against Blue. Who's Blue? And you guys are missing shields, right?
Yeah.
That's how we're going to do it. Oh,
okay.
Weak
okay.
Sauce.
Yeah.
All right. That is a failure with 2 threats.
Cool.
Not only did the gunner miss horrifically, but I'm going to stack up with that 2 threat. It's a bit much for 2 threat, but I don't care. We're having fun. I'm going to stack up 2 boost die here. The next 2 attacks against the ship are going to get boost die. Like, in other words, this is a pool you can drink from, basically.
Against the Lambda?
Against the Lambda. Because of the fact that the gunner, like, the combination of the crappy writing. And he used that triumph to try and give the gunner a better shot. He ended up exposing the broadside of the ship. There's an easy advantage for a couple of good shots to take care of. And I have 2 PCs up next, and one of you needs to write the ship.
I'll write the ship. Mm-hmm. Flip one of those. I'm gonna upgrade.
They're greatly intimidated by my missile firing prowess. Mm-hmm.
You can take one of these if you want.
They're greatly intimidated, by the way. I magically disabled half their ship.
All right. But you didn't hit.
I have failed.
No, you don't have any failures showing.
These
2 X's.
You do have failures. 2 failures showing.
I have failed with 2 threat.
Okay, you're going to suffer 2 additional system strain as you overclock this.
Yeesh.
And your ship is still completely out of control. All
right.
You can attempt to take a shot if you want, but you're going to be suffering, you can attempt to take a shot if you want, Auric, but you're going to be suffering 2 setback dice. Now, you can aim twice, potentially, to get 2 boosts, and you've got another boost sitting out there that you can take. It's your call.
And that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to double aim. Let me take my... And that's personal strain, right?
Yes.
Okay. I'm getting tired. But...
And so, literally, narratively, this ship is still spinning out of control from the shockwave.
Pinwheeling around.
And you're... Now, you have a concussion missile available to you. Do you want to use it, or do you want to use your light medium cannons?
Yeah, let's go concussion. So, slide that bad boy over to me, just so we get it off the table. Whoops.
All right, so you should have 2 boosts, 3 boosts total.
3 boosts total.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Whatever your gunnery pool is, all right, your difficulty is going to be... That will be your difficulty.
All right.
And you got 1 destiny point left if you want to use it.
Yeah, let's knock this out.
Flip it. No. Yeah, you
upgrade. It turned one of your greens into a yellow.
Oh, that's right. I got a handful of acrylic here. I believe in me. As well, I should. That's a success. A lot of threat. That's true.
A lot of advantage, too.
So it's a net 3 success with 1 threat. No, 2. No threat.
2 threat. Isn't it?
Those cancel.
There's 1 back here.
Oh, there is 1 hiding back here. So 1 threat.
Okay, so how much success with...
2.
So 2 net success with 1 threat?
I believe that's right. Yeah.
So that would be 8 damage, breach 4.
That's going to take it out.
Yeah!
Time it perfectly as the ship spins along right behind
it. And actually, now that I look at it again, 3 success, but that's neither here nor there.
Neither here nor there. That'll take out the Lambda.
And I say, is that more like what you thinking of, Besh? Is that more what you were thinking?
I knew if you were pushed, you would triumph. Because of my leadership skill.
And I turn the turret on the turret.
How do you explain my blowing up the first ship in the first place?
Hey, can you get your ship to stop spinning? It's making me sick.
Okay.
Quit arguing.
You feel it. Through the comms,
so
you feel it.
There's debris at this point racing towards you guys. Mm-hmm. Narratively, Philip, I think your character, with their capabilities, can easily right the ship.
Right.
Okay. Now, these ships do not have hyperdrive capability. Okay. So they are orbital fighters. So where are you? What now, guys?
Away from the debris.
I guess we got to go down to Nas Shaddaa.
Do we have to? I mean, do we have to outrun the debris that's coming towards us, or are we good?
No, you guys are good.
Anybody ever been there before? Oh wait, what am I asking?
I don't remember.
I have a summer home there.
Is there any indication on our personal data pads, like flipping through, where we maybe? Based out of Nas Shaddaa, or were we? Is nothing
these considering the fact that there's no you guys only have code names in the plan. Okay,
yeah,
and it's like it's clear that this mission plan was there to remind you guys of details, but was very intentionally crafted to avoid any type of incriminating detail should it ever be discovered. Therefore, no, yeah.
So
there is no strict locations. There are no names. There are
It's vague.
Well,
as we head for the spaceport, can I buzz his ship? So, Dorne just says, "Hold on a moment," and still at top speed,
yeah,
sure not. Dorne passes aft to front, flipped over so that you can see into her canopy, and just flips you the bird as she goes by.
You're flying really well now. Good job. What is it about me playing very unlikable characters in any game that I play?
I think it's the choice that you decide to do a Jersey accent over and over again.
Arik wants to, because of the vague nature of this stuff, and he has this holo projector in his pocket that he hasn't looked at yet, he's going to, assumingly out of the sight of Dorne, I want to take it out and whatever mechanism, yeah. I don't have to put it against a wall. I don't know how it works.
No, you just hold it. This would be the Star Wars equivalent of a Polaroid.
Okay, I pull it out to see if there's anything on it.
Just a picture of a young girl. She looks to be about 6 or 7 years old.
Okay, and for some reason,
you're carrying a picture of a kid.
Right. I just hadn't had a chance to look at it yet. So yeah. I pull it out to see if there's anything, any more information on it. And I see this picture of my kid, and for some reason, I'm just
now.
Halted.
Like you know when you pull a Polaroid out of your pocket, you know it might be creased and dented, and you can tell it's been there for a really long time.
Mm-hmm.
This looks like you've been carrying this for a very long time.
All right.
Can I hop onto the HoloNet on my data pad and see if Grobola's casino is on Nas Shaddaa?
You'll need to get a little further in Atmo to try and do that. Yeah. At this point, I mean, debris is raining. Emergency vehicles are starting to rise up from the planet. So do you guys want to try and find a docking
berth? Yeah, guys, let's book it.
Yeah.
Now, where are we headed? Are we going to the moon?
Nas Shaddaa.
Nas
Shaddaa. I mean, you might have enough fuel to book it to Nal Hutta, which is the planet of the Hutts that Nas Shaddaa orbits. But
that seems like a less good option.
Yeah, it's all bad. Like, it's all bad. Right.
But I think that sounds worse.
Let's do the smaller bad.
Yes.
Okay.
It's literally smaller.
Well, as you guys navigate your ships into the atmosphere and you begin scanning for a docking port, a comm signal comes in. Again, I'll handle this. This is getting annoying, you think.
So is that.
Good evening, chimes the very nervous voice of a port officer. And this is coming in through port authority channels.
Mm-hmm.
Says, we've monitored the accident in orbit. Your wing commander has issued orders for all escape ships to rendezvous with the following transmitted docking coordinates for debriefing. Please acknowledge. It's obvious the Port Authority knows these are Black Sun ships. But how?
Well, they're all branded. We've discussed this.
Is there a big Black Sun painted on the outside?
Yeah, but you're...
Well, no,
you're
in
upper
way out of visual aid.
Yeah, so...
I would like to not do that.
Yeah,
I mean...
I'll let you give me a piloting space check at... Average two purple difficulty.
Besh, let's try silence.
Hey.
That's good.
Hey.
I have 3 success, one of which is a triumph.
Okay. So we'll hang on to that for a moment.
Sure.
Okay. So at this point, you kind of slap your hand to your forehead. most ships have transponders,
mm-hmm.
Which are located in the guts of the ship. And most likely that's how the Port Authority knows these are Black Sun ships and can track them from a distance due to the transponder.
Okay. I don't suppose for a triumph I can turn it off.
I would let you, but only yours.
I mean, I'll take
and
it.
And only for a short period of time. You can, I'll let you baffle it, but okay. That's it.
any other suggestions for a triumph?
Well, do the transponders only work when the ship is on? Can we tow them in?
How are you going to respond to, and maybe hang on to that, and maybe this plays in. How are you going to respond to this Port Authority customs official who just asked you to acknowledge that you've received coordinates to go land at for debriefing?
Coordinates received.
Do we want to go land there?
I just said coordinates received. I didn't say I wanted to land there. I just acknowledged.
Well, they're going to dictate which docking ports are open to us. So, social skills are my only bread and butter. So, I would like to try. Oh, go ahead.
For some reason, do I know of a smuggler port?
I think you would know of a.
Or a port that we would get.
This moon is a smuggler's. They call it the smuggler's.
Fair enough. Yeah.
but no, I think you would know of a good port that you could easily land at that you just pick out of your scattered memories.
Know it for some reason. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just in your time as a spacer, I think you would absolutely know that. And if you were to pass that information along to Besh, maybe through Throatcom.
Mm-hmm.
I think that could maybe upgrade any check Besh makes.
Yeah, she just goes over there. Besh, go here instead.
All right. So Besh is going to, on the comm to the Port Authority, say, negative, coordinates received. There was some damage to our ship. We cannot make it to those coordinates. Please grant clearance for port and whatever port Dorn gave to me. Need to take landing there. We'll head to designated coordinates through planetary means once we land.
All right. Deception. Difficulty is 2 purple, 2 red.
Well,
let's go ahead and make it 3 red.
God. And I believe you have a boost or something from
there. You upgrade. So I need one of your yellow.
Oh man.
You can spend your last white to get a green. Your last
might as well do it.
Yeah, sure. Make it even.
Just go for it.
So much good and so much bad. Don't shake your head at me. I'm trying my best over here.
That's the problem.
Well, there's not a despair.
That's good. So these are failures. So that. And then.
This is threat.
So that. So I have succeeded. With 1 net success and 3 advantage.
Look at
that. Oh.
Hey.
All right.
Blind squirrel finds a nut.
Well, I'll say that you've convinced him with your success.
Yep.
And may I make a suggestion for your 3 advantage?
Yes.
The Port Authority will not track you.
Awesome. Okay.
Maybe you convince him that there's high-value targets on board and to... You know, whatever lingo you want to use to say, you know, take us off your grid immediately.
Okay. Okay.
Kind of, Black Sun business kind of.
Yeah. Thing. Trust me, kid. This isn't worth your job.
Or your life.
Now, the journey down to the docking pad that you suggested, Dorn, is going to take a little while. And we have the opportunity now for 2 memory flashes. Mm. Now, Kresh, your memory flash triggered automatically, so you're not going to have to roll anything. And Besh, you have the opportunity for a memory flash if you're willing to spend 2 strain and make a simple discipline or resilience check.
I will. Discipline. They're the same, so. 1 success, 1 advantage.
All right. We'll start with you, Besh. So passing past one of the tall towers, and guys, Nar Shaddaa is the smuggler's moon, for those not familiar with Star Wars lore. You've seen the prequels where they have Coruscant, like the big planet that's like the whole planet's a city. Like the whole entire surface of the planet is one giant city.
Okay,
and there's giant skyscrapers everywhere. That is what Nar Shaddaa is as well. The whole surface of the planet, there's nothing but concrete steel. I mean, it's
Space Sharn.
Space Sharn.
Okay. Gotcha.
So passing... one of the tall towers.
Putting it in language I almost understand. Yeah. I appreciate that.
You spy a beautiful balcony apartment, and your head begins to spin. And you remember the sun is setting. Standing on a high balcony, you know this is one of the nicer hotels on Nar Shaddaa. You finger the charm around your neck absently. I'm not comfortable with this, you say, as you turn to see a very beautiful Twi'lek woman that you recognize as Kresh. I'm not giving you much of a choice. We're in this together, she replies, her mouth set very firmly. I won't let anything happen to you. Without words, you two embrace and you feel at peace. There's something you've decided not to tell her. Instead, you both kiss softly and then turn to stare at the sunset.
John Williams swells.
Yes. Not music, the man himself is just swelling.
Flying through the evening sky, you see a taxi drop off a fare at a nightclub. Your Leku, your head tails, twitch, and you, a sudden flash of memory hits you. It's pouring rain, and you race into a taxi with a human man, the howling noise of Nar Shaddaa traffic surrounding you. Solaran Warehouse 462, Black Waif District, you bark at the driver. Lady, that's a freight storage facility, the cabbie responds with incredulity. You give him a cold stare, and he turns and begins driving. You feel yourself turn to the chuckling man next to you in the cab, and you recognize him as Vesh. That stare of yours, does it always work? He asks with a roguish smile that instantly puts you at ease. You would know, you hear yourself say, as he reaches for your hand. You squeeze it back and you feel a lump in your throat as the other hand clutches the data pad hidden in your pocket. Was he ever going to tell me? You think to yourself.
I'm so sorry.
The flight to the platform is surprisingly peaceful, and the smoggy sprawl of Nar Shaddaa is momentarily made quite picturesque by the setting sun, casting brilliant colors across the thousands of towers and buildings of the busy city moon. Your docking sensors begin a notification warning, and you soon realize you are at the landing platform. There are many other ships docked here, but very little activity. In fact, as you land and glance around, you realize this place is deserted. Exiting your freighters, large docking clamps secure them, and you hear the engines suddenly shut down, the consoles blinking off. Quickly engaging the controls, they are completely non-responsive, and it's clear the fighters have been remotely locked down. Creeping out from nearby doorways are half a dozen battle droids bearing the insignia of Black Sun, and the polished form of the Duros you encountered on the station, flanked by two guards in tough-looking armor. With guns traced on you, the Duros calmly walks closer, his guards behind him. Hello, he sneers. I think we need to have a talk.
We're used to this.
This is
familiar.
This is something we know.
And I don't think you're going to like it. End of episode.
You don't know what I like.
Well, that brings us to an end of the first act of Forgotten. Be sure to tune back in next week for the third installment, where the heroes deal with a conversation they're really not going to like. Again, big thanks to Eric Strimple, better known as DM Eric, for helping edit this insanity of a 12-hour session, and to the crew of Eberron Renewed for bringing their superb role-playing skills, fun party dynamic, and sense of adventure to this live play session. See you next week.
You've been listening to the Order 66 podcast, brought to you by Ethan Kinsey, GM Scott, Jeremy Bensley, Bert Ingley, Joshua Taylor, and William Thiel. This podcast and related websites are not affiliated with Fantasy Flight Games, 20th Century Fox, Walt Disney Corporation, or Lucasfilm Limited, and its content was meant for educational and entertainment purposes only. All original content is the intellectual property of the Order 66 podcast and Gamer Nation, LLC.